Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show. Press Box, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM. Pleasure to be joined by Athletic Rockets beat writer Kelly Eco as we get ready for the balls falling tonight on the NBA draft lottery. Akeem Olajuwon will be present and representing the Rockets as they, God, hope that the future's so bright we can put our shades back on. And in the case of me, I'll put them on now, hoping that Akeem can possibly get this team the pick that they have to get this year. Otherwise, they get nothing and like it for many, many more years. Nick and myself with Kelly. Kelly, continuing the conversation, I think you gave some people some hope if they can unload a John Wall in another year, if they can unload an Eric Gordon. If that trade, I think, is just something that a lot of people might have missed, how important that could be. If there's any legs to the fact that you could give up Wall, Gordon, and I don't care if you take a pick or two, if it means getting out from those guys and taking a 24-year-old Ben Simmons and taking a flyer, I'd rather take a flyer on Ben Simmons than having to deal with John Wall and his attitude and injuries and Eric Gordon and his contract.
Yeah, I think Ben is young enough where you can still mold him. He's not a finished product by any means. I just think maybe point guard isn't for him if you want to be a championship-winning team. But he can still be effective on the floor. He can still be a screener and roller. He can still be a small ball big. There are so many things he can do with the ball in his hands.
He's an all-defensive first-teamer.
Right. He just needs to learn, I guess, the confidence. And that's one thing that John Lucas will do, will give you confidence.
Nick, that's what I was going to say. If he did it for Kevin Porter Jr., it wasn't basketball with Kevin Porter Jr., it was the mental side. That shows you the broad range of John Lucas. I think John Lucas could do a lot of good for a Ben Simmons.
Oh, I mean, I don't question that. You know how much I love John Lucas. I'll endorse John Lucas all day. I love that. But it does raise a red flag when you're a player in the league that long and you've been shooting, what, 33-34% from the free throw line each and every year you've been in the Sixers uniform. Right. Like, that's just unacceptable. And I don't know if John Lucas is the key. I hope he is. That's in the event they actually get someone like a Ben Simmons, and I would love to see that. But, I mean, dude, obviously, if he just works with his free throws alone, that should give him the confidence to not pass up on a dunk or a layup when it's wide open. You know what I mean? And that just, you know, if he could just get to freaking like 70-80%, I'd be okay with it. But I don't even know if he can do that. I don't even know if he can do that.
What do you think of the whole him shooting with the wrong hand? Because I've heard players say that too, like he might be shooting with the wrong hand. And he said that
in the free throw
like
line
5 years ago.
How could you not figure that out by now?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Have you ever heard something like that before, Joel, in your years of...
I mean, you get guys that are talented with both hands, but I don't think that it's ever where there's a question mark of which hand is your dominant hand.
And it's really late. I mean, he's young.
He's young, but I don't think you can get any worse. Like, if this is the floor...
Yeah, because he's so bad. He's so bad at free throw shooting, I guess it can't get worse.
So I think he should welcome a change. I think he needs a fresh start.
I think that's true, but I think it's also to the point of Stephen A., which is there's always some truth in that, whether it's 100% true or not, where it's time to, like, suck it up, buttercup. It's time to work. It's time to get some toughness. It's time to really work on your craft. I said, there's a reason why Kobe and LeBron didn't rest on their laurels if they had a good year. They called up Akeem and said, I'll come to Sugarland. I'll work out in your gym. Teach me what you know so I can take another step. That's where Ben Simmons needs to start going. Not, hey, I'm going on the Barkley mode where I can, I'm just so God-given with basketball, I can not touch a basketball offseason and I can be great again. That's not where he should be.
Kelly, did you hear the report by Stephen A. Smith on Ben Simmons and what he said when he got that text?
I heard it briefly. It was like he doesn't listen to people or something like that.
I just received, you know how Max, I get my text messages during the show. Y'all know that. I just received a text from somebody very, very close to the situation in Philadelphia about Ben Simmons. This is a quote. This is not me. This is them. Quote, he doesn't work. He doesn't listen. And everyone around him is family. And he's constantly babied.
My question to you is, how does John Lucas react to someone like that?
He's
if that's true.
Cut all that stuff out from the get-go. That's not going to fly with John.
That's what I thought.
It's just not.
He's a no-nonsense dude when it comes down to practice.
Love. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I don't who's the squealer? Like, who's the guy that's probably texting that, you think? I know you don't cover the Sixers.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that you can drop someone in the grease like that, cuz he's
covering the Sixers.
I have no idea.
He genuinely doesn't know. You're not covering the team every day.
It could be someone internally. It could be someone.
It could be a trainer or a coach.
Or it could be someone in someone else's inner circle with a different player that's around enough that knows or talks to the other players. But it's obviously, like I said, there's got to be some truth to it, especially if Stephen A. gets a hold of it, that someone's speaking. It might not be 100% true, but there's probably some truth to it.
Right. Well, we've seen players get that whole baby label, right? We haven't heard.
It comes with superstars. You know, you, as a superstar, you want to have guys around you that, you know, don't tell you no. Or don't,
you want yes men.
Yes, or don't set you straight. So yeah. if that text is true, I mean, I could kind of see it.
Right, I could see it, but this is the first time I've heard anything about Ben Simmons being a baby. One thing that we always heard is that he's a bad free throw shooter and he can't shoot a jump shot. Yeah, we know that, but no one's really ever called him a baby until now.
Well, I think that comes from, I think it was someone that said that Ben realistically hasn't improved something in his game in 4 years.
Yeah.
It's also that it's now on the forefront of everybody's minds because he was on the national stage and he fell flat on his face. Now people are going to be willing to dive in a little bit deeper and want to know why.
Yeah.
Now I've got questions for you on a couple other things. How about the Chris Paul factor? Everybody was ready to mail it in on him when he left the Rockets. Everybody said that he didn't have it anymore. Man. I mean, the whole Chris Paul validation tour the last 2 years, I am a Suns fan this playoffs. I want him to go as far as he possibly can. Yeah, because you covered it. He got a very raw deal here.
Yeah. His exit from Houston made it seem like he was done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wrong. I think that was an awful move. I don't think it played out how it should have. I think they made a big mistake. I think Daryl will tell you that he made a mistake if you ask him today. Because what you're seeing from Chris, his game hasn't changed.
Right.
He's literally the same player that he was 2 years ago. He's just a bit more healthier now. Like, that's literally it. And, yeah, the Game 7 sucks because if he was there, only God knows what could have happened for Houston. But the next season and the season after that, I still think they should have run it back. I didn't think.
I agree.
Everything you saw in the bubble, I don't think it would have happened with Chris Paul.
I agree with that, too. But so with that being said, you said Daryl would tell you so. Would Daryl be willing to say they gave James too much of everything he wanted in his tenure here?
Yeah.
Would Daryl be willing to say that?
Oh, would Daryl be willing to say that? No.
See, I still think the same thing, that he loves James too much. But I think that we all, as basketball aficionados in this town, can agree, and you're on top of it every day, but as long as you say it too, I think they catered to him way too much in that entire tenure.
So what do you do in that situation, Kelly? Do you just, if they don't like each other, they clearly had the blow up after that game, right?
I just tell them to suck it up.
And just make them play with each other, right?
Because winning, the old sports, and you know that, Joe, like winning cures all. Like,
yep.
I think that they would have gone over their differences at some point. It wasn't like there wasn't any coming back from it. It was just Chris is very stern. He does things one way. And James doesn't. He does it the other way. So it was just a butting of heads. I think that could have worked it out. But somebody had to, you know, be the little bro. And I think James wanted to do that.
What is James? You saw what happened now.
All right.
And James is now going to blame the hamstring. When do we start to just analyze James Harden's playoffs in terms of no more excuses? And just at a certain point, you had every resource again this year. But as well as you want to be regarded, you got to start facing the criticism too.
Right. It comes with the territory. You know, the whole move to Brooklyn was around this being the best chance to win a championship. And you ran into a Bucks team that didn't care about your star power, didn't care about the flash and glamour. They just wanted a hoop. And that game seven kind of showed you a lot. Showed you a lot. Now, granted, no, James had a grade two hamstring, the same that Chris Paul had.
Grade two, Nick.
But I still think it could have played much better.
I agree.
If you're on the floor, if you're going to be on the floor, I think you can't. You have to be more than just a decoy. And Kevin Durant played his heart out.
Why did they trade him to Brooklyn? They didn't have to. Why do you appease him one more time? You just got done
saying
that.
That's a good thing. Okay, so here's my theory. This is my theory. I don't know. It might be crazy. I think for the entire duration of Daryl's time here, the league had this perception that the Rockets didn't care about their players. They just made moves that were best for them. And I think once Daryl left, they tried to turn the page and say, we're actually going to try to get you where you want to go. They helped PJ. They helped Russ. They helped James. They're eventually going to help Eric and stuff like that. But I think
– that's interesting.
I think they tried to bring a human factor back to
– rewrite the reputation.
Because if you think about it, Daryl, as he left, those teams that are still in the league, they still are going to see Houston as Houston, mm-hmm. whether Daryl's there or not. Mm-hmm. And if the Rockets didn't do – if they didn't act in the greatest of their own interests, those teams might see them a different way. But now if the league can see that, oh – you know, PJ got to where he wanted to go. James got to where he wanted to go. Even if it doesn't
They're
help.
They're not assets anymore. Right. They care about him.
Right. So I think there's some kind of factor to that.
Who's replacing Matt Bullard?
Man, that was...
shocking, wasn't it?
Huh? Would you do it?
It's not me. They're not coming to me for this. They need somebody else. I think Mario Elie, I called him today.
Mario would be good.
I called him the day it happened, and I said, it's yours if you want it, in my opinion. I think Mario Elie is the guy.
You think so?
And Vernon, too.
Vernon's not the guy. We had Vernon on the air, and yeah, for that very reason, Vernon's not the guy. Unless you've got a censorship button, it ain't happening.
I mean, he dropped MFers, the N-bomb. He dropped everything on the air. I couldn't hit the dump button quick enough.
I think Joe would be great, but that's just me.
Did you tell him that?
Who's them?
Whoever's making the decisions.
I don't know who makes decisions over there.
You need to yell at him, Kelly.
I think that's the other key. I think the Fertittas are finally putting their stamp on this franchise.
And look, I said this all along. They wanted to get their – Fertitta wanted to get his feet wet. The first year or two. He doesn't want to sit there and make all these drastic changes. And look, he's a guy that enjoys the spotlight as much as any other general manager or owner that enjoys the spotlight. Right. But he didn't just want to jump into it right away like that. And I give him credit for that, honestly. Now, most people are not high on Fertitta as the owner of the Rockets so far up to this point. But, I mean, I give him credit for that. I really do.
If they're listening, you know, I think Joe could work out a timeshare with here. I think that would be – there's no one else that knows the game – in Houston, if it's not going to be a Matt Bullard.
You know you're not helping my cause if you get them to hire Joel, Kelly. You can't just keep...
I said it'd be a timeshare.
Anything to worry about.
I said it'd be a timeshare. You can work out a timeshare here and there.
We need to kick this dude out before they hire you.
Well, he's gone. There's enough people that we have space in their heads, Nick. You understand how the timeshare works.
I do.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in, Mr. Eco.
Thanks a lot, Kelly. It's really good seeing you, man. It was like a year or two since I've seen you. So it's really good seeing you, man.
The Cinderella story. The fact that you came from the depths of Gal Media to as a startup internship type program to where you are now, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Now get some wheels on and an engine for that car-sized watch.
Stop rolling over your watch with the chair, bro. It's a nice
watch.
Put it
on the floor and then you hit it with the chair.
Sir, it's right here.
So you took it off.
We see it. How can anyone
miss
it?
Put it on the floor and then rolls over it with the chair. I just don't get it.
Love you guys, man.
All right. Kelly Eco, the athletic beat writer for the Rockets, joining us there. We're going to talk some Astros coming up next. They won again. They continue to win. It doesn't matter who's hurt. They had a no-hitter going until, you guessed it, they went to the bullpen. We'll talk about it all next. Don't go anywhere. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Look, Corey, I talked to him yesterday. Corey that runs Fitz Roofing, he is a great dude, but he's dedicated to the people of Houston, Texas. They do roofing and so much more. If you got a business or a house, you got a leaky roof or you need a new one, they're going to take care of you every step of the way. You want to put a fence in your yard? They got you. You need some repairs around the house? They got that too. And you know what they got for you? A free, no obligation inspection today. You call them, 832-521-3001. They come to you. They tell you what they can do. They go back to their job. You want them to come back, you reach back out. They do phenomenal work before, during, and after the sale. Customer service out of this world. Ratings to prove it. Best ratings in the business, starting with Facebook, Home Advisor, all the different. You Better Business Bureau, they got it. Warranties, better than your average roofer. Products, top notch, starting with CertainTeed shingles. They do it all, and they do it for the people of Houston. Check them out today. It's also FITZRoofing.com, but it's 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag alert. Major
biggie bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that over 43 million Americans have a credit score below 650? As of March 2020, America is $1.3 trillion in credit card debt. These days, you can't rent an apartment or house or even get a job with a less than 750 credit score. Don't let bad credit stop you from living a normal life. Call Wand Consulting and start repairing your credit today. Go to WandConsultingLLC.com. That's WandConsultingLLC.com. Wand Consulting. Credit repair isn't magic. It's the law.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a mocha choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Bottom of the 9th, 2 outs, base is loaded.
This is what it's all about.
And here's the pitch. Oh, a deep drive to center, way back. This could go all the...
And now a message from our sponsor.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection. Progressive.
I can't believe it. Did that really just happen?
Don't you never forget where you were when you heard that call.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back on the box, hour 2 3-hour program. Great to have Kelly Eco give us some insight with the draft lottery tonight. And everything the Rockets got going on. I'm very intrigued by a Ben Simmons for John Wall and Eric Gordon. If I'm stuck with contracts, I'd rather be stuck with a 24-year-old that's fixable, I think, than those two guys.
I just don't know if that's going to happen. I would love for it to happen. I just don't know if it's going to happen.
I'm willing to give up one of those picks, Nick.
All day.
Yeah, one of those picks, Wall and Eric Gordon. Give me
Bye,
Ben
Felicia.
Simmons and see ya. Well, I'm good.
It's just... I mean, and I know Maury likes Eric Gordon and everything, but I just don't see why you would make that deal. And I'd be very interested to see what the front office would say in the event that he suggested that. Like, hey, we'll do this deal if you guys are okay with it.
You touched on something with him that's absolutely positively real. There is a fear factor with Daryl, with other teams in the league that have been screwed over and taken to the cleaners by him, that exists with the Rockets now, that he knows the inner workings of that franchise, that he knows what he knows who he's dealing with,
yeah.
A guy that he trained supposedly in Stone, that they're scared to death if there's a deal close with the Sixers because of the fear factor of knowing he could screw them one more time.
Yeah, and that's to me, like, I get it. You'd be an idiot if you just stop talking to him. There's only so many teams in the NBA, but still, for Tita, like, businessmen have egos and they don't like to lose. And he will not forget that. Now, does it prevent them from ever working with each other on a deal? No, it doesn't. They have to at least talk to every possible team.
Right.
If that team is, you know, they have to have dialogue with teams. They just have to. It's just hard not to. But yeah, I do want to talk about this whole. Apparently, there's like this pastor who is banging.
Oh my God! Ben Zobrist's
wife.
Zobrist story.
What is the deal?
So I always thought there was something fishy with Ben Zobrist. He was the World Series MVP. He was with the Rays, the Cubs. He was a player that every team would love to have because he could play multiple positions. He was a good hitter. But every time, like, even his wife was around, you looked at him, looked at her and went, are you there because you absolutely love him? Or are you there because there's a lot going on? Money.
She's thirsty is what you're saying?
She always came across to me as a little bit. But now this story gets totally bizarre because if you remember, 2 years ago with the Cubs, before he finally walked away from the game, they let him stay away from the team for a while because he was suddenly
entrenched. He was dealing with anxiety and depression.
And because it was centered around the fact that it looked like they were going to get divorced, he was having problems.
And I think Juliana is his wife.
Right.
Apparently she admitted to the relationship, and I think he was working on it. Now this guy's out here, Zobrist that is, suing him for $6 million. He was actually paying him to run a charity, paying him $36,000 a year.
He was their pastor.
And he was their pastor, and he was sleeping with his wife. They even got burner phones.
Bro, he went to the pastor and said, what do I do so that I can save my marriage? And the pastor basically,
like,
for his own
for
interest, was like, just give her some space. Stay away from her for a while. In the meantime, what he wasn't saying was, while you're staying away, I'm going to go play.
And he's paying this guy. He's compensating this guy. And to make it even worse, apparently he gave him like $10,000 or $15,000 to do like this like retreat trip. I mean, if he gave him the 10 or 15 so he can take his wife and go to town, like, geez, that's got to hurt. And now that when you file, you make it public. So apparently one of the Chicago websites found it. And this was filed last month. And he's suing him for $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer of Juliana basically said, look, at the end of the day, a woman has the right to choose who she wants to be with. There's still a lot of litigation. So I don't know if she gets in trouble for the cheating part, but perhaps she gets in trouble or she has to pay up, or the pastor has to pay up for any money that he might have took illegally. I don't know. There's still a lot of litigation to go. But that is just the craziest story to see pop up last night, because that's when it happened.
You want to twist it one more time?
Sure.
Do you know how he found out, Zobrist?
How?
The pastor's wife turned him in to Ben. The pastor's wife called Zobrist and goes, there's not just an emotional thing going on where they're talking a lot. They're doing a lot.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, he's not just consulting.
Right.
Yeah, he's doing. Yeah, he had a whole consulting firm.
When the Lord said rise up, he was ready for duty.
There's literally nobody you can trust out there anymore.
Shady, shady. And the thing is, at the end of the day, if she truly is for whatever she's in it for, baseball player making millions that is on a really good team with a lot, if she's chasing the gold, I don't think Pastor Yang is your guy. Or Yawn.
It's Yawn.
Pastor Yawn.
Byron Yawn.
Oh.
He looks like he's in his 50s. I don't get it. Apparently, they started going to this church.
He looked like a gym teacher.
Back in 2005. And he started became their premarital counselor. And it's just, wow. You can't trust nobody. But you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to name the church. I've gone to church before in a previous relationship. Mm-hmm. We used to go. And I would see them check out women all the time in the church. I'm sorry.
Really?
All the time, dude. There was one in particular that I was like, I went up to my ex and I was like, did you see what his, where his eyes were? And she was like, yeah, that's Father so-and-so. I'm like, okay, I'm just asking. I'm curious.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And she's an attractive lady.
Who, you talk about Zobrist.
Juliana, yeah.
Yeah.
But
she's kind of over the top.
Agreed, fine, but it's not like he's super, like, he has to be significantly older than her, I would imagine.
You don't think you're not turned on by Ben Zobrist? He doesn't have what you're looking for? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, look at this. Zobrist was also paying $10,000 a month to Yon's church and once paid between $10,000 to $15,000 to fund a quote-unquote pastoral trip for Yon's family. Oh, man. He took your wife and the $10,000 or $15,000.
Guess it brings new meaning to taking a yawner. Because, I mean, he literally, oh, got to take a nap. I bet you do. Not if you're going with Pastor Yawn.
Jeez.
Juliana.
I mean,
dirty.
What does that do to your mind? Hell yeah, you would have anxiety and depression. He missed out on, $8 million in compensation because of that year.
That was the year he sat out. Then he actually retired. Now, I was talking to Tyler before the show. I said I could see this guy going back and trying to play next season. And there would be enough teams that would at least look at him because of when before he did this whole thing with her and took the time off from the Cubs and then ended up quitting, he was a utility guy extraordinaire. He could play first. He could play the outfield. He could play second. He could play third. He was a 300 hitter. He could do so many things that I bet you there are teams out there going, hey, if you got any, if you want to try it one more time, we're willing to at least see how you're doing in the offseason.
Yeah. That's just crazy to me.
You can't let chicks run your world like that.
I mean, I don't know if he, I mean, he's on the road. She's seeing the pastor. I mean, is there any, like, solace to the fact that he was a pastor? Does that make you feel better about the situation? Like, if it's one person you're going to let your wife cheat on you with, would the pastor be, like, who would you let your wife cheat on you
I
with?
I wouldn't.
Nobody at all?
No, because then there's no reason for me to be married. Because then what it inevitably comes to is, well, then I get to, you know, it's like that whole thing where couples say there's your, whatever, your one get out of jail free card or whatever, however you categorize it.
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't be married in the first place.
Well, that's so dumb because I feel like if a wife gave you like a, you know, a pass,
yeah,
she's doing it too.
Right.
There's no way.
So that's why I'm not for that reason I'm out, but I think that
I just think there's exceptions to the rule.
It does so much, it doesn't lend itself credibly to the church, if you want to be honest, that a pastor is doing something like that. That's not so good. And we hear about all these other stories. I'm not trying to get religious and all these other things. But, I mean, even like the archdiocese here locally with all these pastors that have been rung up. And now they're ringing up guys that are dead. 4 and 5 guys that while they were alive, they were either fondling kids or doing things that were non-church-like. But you don't find out till after they've passed away, with the exception of one guy.
You didn't do your work. You didn't do your due diligence if you wait till they pass away.
Now, when we come back, Nicholas, there's a story here near and dear to your heart, and I need to get your personal opinion on it. It's a local story. It's a sports story. It's a sports figure that a lot of people know and have known for quite a while. And he's making a jump, and I want your opinion. That's how we're going to lead off the second half of the program, people. Stay right where you are. It's the Press Box. It's ESPN.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Saturday night, knockout king Gervonta Tank Davis. Everybody bow down, it's the king. Looks to claim his third division crown, stepping up 2 weight classes.
Levels.
To face undefeated world champion Mario El Azteca Barrios.
Now know there's only one king.
What a combination.
Who will rule the ring?
Davis is a champion.
Only one king.
Davis versus Barrios. Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view. The best way to watch Davis versus Barrios is on Xfinity. Save boxing into your X1 voice remote to order now.
Catch, clip, release.
You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mouty Boats, and Texas Fish and Game Magazine. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Hey, Houston, the best place to watch all of the great summer soccer action is the Richmond Arms at Richmond and Fountain View. Richmond Arms has you covered with over 70 beers on tap, traditional English breakfast, and daily $5 lunch specials. Plus, they're open early for soccer and have daily happy hour specials, too. Voted the best place to watch soccer in Houston, the Richmond Arms at Richmond and Fountain View is your soccer destination this summer. Book your soccer party today at richmondarmspub-houston.com. That's richmondarmspub-houston.com.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back on The Press Box. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here's the second half of the show. We're going to get to the Astros. Another win. Taking care of business against a bad team, really putting some suspense in it by going no hitter by two pitchers through seven innings. And then, of course, they got to the bullpen. You know how I feel about that. So we'll get to that. But before we get to that, get to this, because this is a guy that has been on Nick Sciarra's radar in the past. One Jamie Roots, former president of your
totally forgot about
Houston
that.
Texans. In the middle of this whole Easterby stuff, and everything that was even more embarrassing about the Texans, Jamie was like, enough, I'm out, I'm gone, see you, bye.
Yep.
No one knew where he was going to land next. Now we do. Jamie Roots is taking over as president and CEO of the Houston Dynamo. He has experience in MLS prior to him joining the Texans. But Nick, this is your man, your king of positivity, your book writing genius, your local Tony Robbins. He's landed another gig.
Yeah, and this popped off in the middle of the Charlie Polillo show, so I didn't get to do enough reading on it as much as I'd like to. My first search would be, what is his relationship with the new owners of the Houston Dynamo Football Club? Because maybe he knows them from somewhere, somehow. The guy knows a lot of rich people. I didn't give him as much credit. I have no proof, but I didn't give him as much credit as I guess other people have. Charlie clearly disagreed with me about that, too. I just didn't know what he did for the Texans. He's been there since the inception, at least with the Houston Texans, yep, before he made his decision to leave the team. And I guess he went on record in so many words saying he didn't like the direction of where the team was going, so he left. And now he gets to work with the Houston Dynamo. I still believe he's working 5 hours a day, tops. Tops. How many hours do you think he's working?
He works 24/7.
I doubt it. As long as my eyes are open, I'm working.
It's like a cheap hotel, Nick. He's open 24/7.
As long as my eyes are open, I'm working. That's what Jamie Crook said.
And I think you're right. But I believe it was with the Kansas City MLS team is where the Texans found him when they were looking for front office personnel when they started the franchise. So he has a soccer background. I know that soccer matters because Glenn Davis is the one that has told me about Jamie Roots' soccer background. So at least, to your point about ownership for the Dynamo, they should feel confident that they get someone that has worked, been there, done that in soccer before. So maybe he can.
I mean, he has the experience. Squad. I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he does do something with that team. I mean, look, if you ask the true Dynamo fan base, not Santa, this is for you too. Okay. A lot of people were not happy. Basically, the entire fan base were not happy with the old ownership. They just weren't. Mm-hmm. They just weren't. So maybe with the new ownership, Jamie does a lot of good with this team. I don't know. I just saw
Katie Scallon, who I used to work with when she was running Gulf States Toyota, was the most recent president or CEO of the Dynamo that I knew of. And I don't know what happens to Katie or if Jamie bumps Katie out, because I'd hate to have that happen. But I don't know the situation. I just know that if you're trying to get someone with experience in soccer that's also got experience in sports and you got experience in the Houston marketplace with sponsors and all the different things that go along with it, with a stadium you probably want to promote for other things than just soccer, I think you could do a lot worse.
Yeah, that's probably true. And he's probably making. You think he's probably making seven figures?
I don't. Well, you know what, Nick? It's soccer, though.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
the revenue streams aren't the same as football or basketball or baseball. So I don't.
You don't think he's making seven figures? You don't think he's making $1 million a year at least?
Maybe, but I would lean on the side.
I think that would be too much. I'd go under.
If that's the over under, I would go under.
I think $1 million would be too much.
He's made that kind of money for that long in the NFL. Do you think
NFL
he's got to make it again?
Level, yeah.
He just needs to put his name back on the map, because if he does good things for the Dynamo, other opportunities will present themselves. And if someone reads the book, well, God knows, then I mean, everything's open.
Someone's asking, does the Dynamo have a fan base? They do. There's some fans
out there. That's it. And Charlie.
Not Santa and Charlie. I don't even know if Charlie's a Dynamo fan.
You got to start somewhere. He wears the kit. That's what they call it.
His team got his ass. The Islanders got their asses whipped.
8-0.
Whew, he was not happy about that.
Did you see the video? There was a fan, and I'm not sure I'd take it this far. There was a fan so pissed off when it was getting close to the end of the game last night when they showed a crowd shot. He ripped his jersey off, threw it down on the stairs in the stadium, and walked out. You're leaving that jersey, bro? Because I guarantee in New York, someone's scooping that thing up, and they're keeping it.
Was it an Islander?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why do people do that? Why do they buy jerseys just to burn it, get so upset, take it off, throw it in the trash? Why do people do that? I would have never thrown away any of my jerseys.
Oh, it's your loss. It's no skin off the player's back, because it's no financial knock on them. It's not their jersey. You paid for it. At some point, if you've loved them for this long, you're going to love them again. So maybe peel the number and the name off if that's a big deal, or just throw it in a drawer and maybe someone else wears, like the Schaub thing.
Yeah.
When Schaub left and they got another number 8, quarterback,
yeah,
or when Carr left and you got Schaub and you could have just put the nameplate over it, but don't be dumb enough to just throw money out the window.
Yeah, or just donate it to me. I'll sell it. I won't wear it, that's for sure.
Trey will buy it.
Yeah, for sure will buy it.
And he buys random weird jerseys. There are people like there out there all the time. It's crazy. But now I hear guys, I play basketball with guys that tell me that, hey, you know what, I got this pair of Jordans and I thought they were going to be great, and I don't like them. And it used to be I just throw them in my closet because I've worn them. My wife put them on eBay, sold them for what I paid for them.
Yeah. Why not do that?
People buy anything these days.
Especially if you're the person throwing it away and you're not even videotaping yourself to give yourself attention. Now you're really dumb, because now you're throwing away your jersey and you're not getting no attention for it. Unless you're really that mad as a fan. Look, at one point I was a fan that really got emotional. I was 10. I was watching the Rockets. I was very emotional.
But you wouldn't have burnt a jersey.
No. Even if Hakeem went on, this would break my heart as a kid too. If Hakeem went on record saying, you know what, I don't like this team no more, I want to trade, I want to get on out of here, I still wouldn't have hated him. Actually, he kind of did that with Toronto.
He did with Toronto, yeah.
He did do that.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying, if you're a Rockets fan, regardless of your age, and Lillard hits that shot to beat you, nothing is, if you love the Rockets with James Harden and he left you at the altar and he just left town, nothing tells you to burn the jersey, because there's, first of all, you paid for it.
Yeah.
And second of all, whether there's another 13 or not, you got options. And you could either sell it to people that are still a Harden fan, and at least cash in some, if not maybe all, of what you paid for it, rather than just taking it full on in the shorts by watching it go up in flames, literally.
Especially now when jerseys are way more expensive. Yeah. I mean, I always had the replicas. They were a standard $40 back in the day. NBA champion jerseys. If they're a replica, they were $40. It didn't matter where you went. You could have bought them from Champs. You could have bought them from Foot Locker.
What's retail authentic these days? At least 100 and a quarter.
Maybe even more, I would imagine.
And football and baseball, more material and things like that, might even be more. But I think basketball jerseys are in that hundo 125 range.
There's this one particular, like the Pajama Rockets jersey. Yeah. Gerald Green was wearing one after a game, and I took a picture and I sent it to Jose Partida. I'm like, you know what? This is one jersey that I kind of like, and it actually has the stripes in it. And I forgot what it was called. And he was like, dude, those are like $300 or $400. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, those are like $300 or $400.
Can we,
like,
find a marketplace for them? Because I can get you the jerseys. Just give me.
I took a picture and I sent it to Partida.
Days to get into my attic and my garage. And
no, this is like a newer one. I think this came out after you left the Rockets.
What if they're game worn or?
Well, yeah, I'll take anything you got.
And they're pinstripes and they're stitched on and they have a value to them.
Of course. Why not?
Well, then I mean we could just forget Facebook Marketplace. We could do Gal Media Marketplace.
I've been on that a little too much, by the way.
I'm telling you, it works.
Dude, you can buy anything on Facebook Marketplace.
I told you.
Free ad. Not that Facebook needs it, but...
No, that's what I don't like. I don't like the retail businesses that take advantage of Facebook Marketplace. But if you are a legit solo private seller, it's so much safer and better than, like, the Green Sheet or Craigslist or all those other things. And you can do it to where you pinpoint people in your area, in your neighborhood within 20 miles, and you can get some deals.
Yeah, I was looking at it the other day. I was looking at cars, actually, on them. So, used
that
cars.
Bentley? Finally get that Bentley off of Facebook Marketplace? That'd Kelly would let you borrow the watch. You can drive the Bentley.
Dude, the dude was just, he literally took this, it looked like an expensive watch, but after he started throwing it on, like, he was literally rolling over the watch with the chair. I was like, okay, now I know that watch is worth $13. Because clearly he wouldn't be throwing it on the floor and rolling over it with the chair if it was a Rolex. What are you doing, Kelly?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't ask what kind of watch it was. It was big. It was a very large watch, and it was gold, and it was shiny. But no matter what, I'm taking care of my stuff better than putting it on the floor and then running the risk of running it over with the rollers from a chair. Just saying.
That's okay. Not what we're looking for on Facebook. Did you see what Iot H-Town wrote in terms of what he's looking for on Facebook?
No.
This isn't, what was it? Was it? Craig, what was the big website that got in trouble for, like, it basically was supposed to
Houston
be
Houston Press. Didn't the Houston Press have all the...
It was supposed to be like a Craigslist, but it was really like a prostitution ring, an online prostitution ring, basically.
I know Houston Press had some, like, yeah, had the ability... You go on the back pages of the Houston Press, and it wasn't all just, like, trying to find a couch.
Oh, I didn't know that was on the Houston Press, too.
The Houston Press there was a crackdown a couple of years ago about... That there was like all.
But
didn't
the Houston Press go all digital like 5 years ago? It might have been before that then, I guess. Like, do they still have the actual tangible paper? I didn't even know that.
I think that, well, they did. I don't know where they're at now, but I thought that the Houston Press. And someone said Craigslist. Backpage.
Backpage was the one. Because the owner is in jail or went to jail.
Yeah. Dick Willie said that the Backpage was exactly what it was, too. But I think that Houston Press had some shady ones, too.
Now we know what Iot H-Town does on his free time. He goes to Facebook Marketplace and he looks for prostitutes. It's pretty obvious.
Guys got to do. Never mind. All right, so we got one segment to go in the second hour of the program and then 60 minutes after that. So plenty of time for you guys to hold it down and get on in here on some more conversation on the press box. We appreciate you guys being boxers. So jump in the ring and throw us a few. We'll throw some back. Haymakers included. As we'll get to the Astros next as they continue to try their winning ways tonight against the Orioles. Second game in that series after a great win again last night. They keep on rolling.
I told you the Orioles blow.
Your A's lost. That's a good sign, Nicholas. So we got that and a whole lot more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Press Box ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, ever.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance.
Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Baseball season, it comes and goes, but Crawford Bock just flows and flows. It's the Bock to drink any time of year. You don't need a reason, because it's a dang good beer. You can rock the Bock at a music festival or rodeo, Shakespeare in the Park or Lowrider Car Show. It's the Bock for bonfires and happy hour, South Padre, even your next baby shower. So share a Crawford Bock anytime with your favorite gals and bros. And when baseball season comes back, let's go Stros!
Spring has sprung and it's full tilt boogie time at GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm overpaying for cars because I think they're going to go up even higher from where they are right now. We'll pay off your payoff. We'll pick your stuff up. We'll quote you quick and easy at GiveMeTheVIN.com. America's best car buyer. Go there right now, and if I don't beat a CarMax offer, I'll send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
It's time to get lit with Hybrid Light. Around the house, working in the garage, or on a camping trip, Hybrid Light has a solution. See the entire collection at HybridLight.com. They've got flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps with the coolest tech. Hybrid Lights work off lithium-ion batteries with solar recharging. So stop buying old-school batteries and go with a Hybrid Light. You can even charge your phone with it. Order today and get 20% off with promo code ESPN20. That's ESPN20 for 20% off, plus free shipping. HybridLight.com.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Box, rolling through hour number 2 3-hour program, Nick and myself. R.I.P. to Papa Sciarra, Nicholas.
Yes, it was his birthday today,
yes.
June 22nd.
I would be very much remiss if we didn't get that in there as a very, very heartfelt
Very interesting week, right? If you really think about it. It was not only my dad's birthday, it was not only the Rockets winning their first championship, but 3 or 4 days prior to that, O.J. Simpson was on that big car chase.
Right.
So it was like an interesting week for me. Because that was such a big story when they when they cut to the car chase and they did the play-by-play.
Rockets were in the finals then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was some crazy times. Yep. He would have been 71 today, so happy birthday, Pops.
Absolutely.
Did you see the Jordans I tagged you on?
You tagged me on some Jordans.
You said you didn't like them. I like them.
I'm not big on, one, I don't like the term canvas for the material used in my Jordans. And two, I'm not big and jazzed about tan as a color with my Jordans, but I could see it if you're wearing with jeans and other or like khakis or things like that, or kind of the get-ups that you might wear to work, then I could see them being a very hip alternative. They're
I can see
bad
why you're
looking.
Yeah,
they're just not me.
I could see you not being a big fan of them. Now, my question to you is, why all the anticipation? Is this normal for Jordans?
Yeah,
6 months
because
in
it's
event,
a special
8 months?
Colorway, and it's also a different material.
I mean, that's a lot of promoting.
It'll be a lot of people paying attention to them, though, and they'll sell it because of the Jordan 2. They'll sell it.
The brand itself,
It'll go.
I like them. I don't know how much I would drop. It's by DJ Folk, so I don't know if that's...
All things considered, be prepared at 200 plus.
I would imagine.
That'd be my guess.
I would imagine, at least. At least.
Mm-hmm.
But I would totally rock those canvas Jordans. I don't care.
So you're rocking with your Astros?
I am rocking with my Astros. Now, you and Donna were telling me not to jinx the Houston Astros. But they put a whooping, particularly, it was basically over in the third.
But the jinx is the no-hitter. Like, the jinx about a no-hitter is never mention a no-hitter until it's not a no-hitter. That's why guys don't talk to pitchers when they got one going.
It's
the
true.
Broadcasters aren't supposed to mention it either. And if you missed it, Jake Odorizzi in 5 innings did not give up a hit, struck out 9, looked absolutely fantastic as he's trying to solidify a spot in that rotation long-term. Christian Javier came in after that. And thankfully, Dusty only used him for 2 because I think what they're going to start to do now is try to get him in more frequently and use him more like a reliever than hoping he could be stretched out and stay stretched out, do long relief appearances like he would a spot start. And so he gives you two. You go into the eighth inning with a no-hitter. And who comes in? Brandon Belak. And where does the no-hitter go? Goes bye-bye. But luckily, they had 10 runs on the board. So
they were
good.
They were fine. But Odorizzi, I mean, you look at that six-man rotation of starters, you got to love it. I know when you look at that bullpen, it drives you crazy, Joel. But you look at Odorizzi and that six-man rotation, not mad at it at all, homie.
I kept harping to you that that's why you go to the six-man rotation, so that the guys have a little extra freshness. They can maybe go a little longer so that you don't have to worry as much about that bullpen, because that bullpen, to me, with everything that you're seeing with this team right now, there should be a message being sent to Click and to Crane immediately. You can't sit on your hands with this team. They're too good. We thought at the start of the year, yeah, they could win the division, but they're probably not going any further. If everything lined up for them, maybe they could get into the playoffs and do something. Now what you're seeing is, this is a team that not only can win the division and not only do some things, but if you do some things as an owner and a GM, it could compete for another title.
Yeah. I will say, though, I know you're not a big fan of Belak, but, I mean, Angel Hernandez, clearly not the best umpire in Major League Baseball.
Facts. He was erratic all night again.
And you can kind of blame him for the... I mean, I don't think it would have been a no-no anyway. I don't think they would have... Maybe it would have, but...
Last one was the five-pitcher no-no in Yankee Stadium, I believe, against the Yankees back when Billy Wagner was a part of it. But it would have been nice. But the nicer thing is that the offense keeps on rolling. And you look at what they were able to do, and you go up and down the lineup, and you know that Yordan in the third hit his 10th. You know, Brantley does with what he does with another double. Jason Castro actually contributed. Somehow, some way, Stubbs had a double. We'll take that. But you just go up and down the lineup, and you go, hey, when you got a team in which Altuve was 1-for-2, when you look at McCormick get another hit, Brantley had another 3-hit night, Gurriel gets 2 knocks, your boy, and Alvarez goes yard. Even Correa gets on the board with a hit. That's all you need on a night-by-night basis. And when you're getting that, and again, Toro, not that you're forgetting about Alex Bregman, but as long as he's going 1-for-4 and he's playing some decent defense, you're loving it.
Oh, dude, I think it was Rahil who tweeted this out, and he's like, who is like your favorite non-core Astro right now? And you'd be surprised. A couple of votes were for Toro. Because of what?
Really?
Yeah. A couple votes were
Who's yours?
Like sneak, I mean, non-core?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'd probably go with, I guess Brantley is considered the core.
Oh, he's the core. Yeah.
So I can't be Brantley. I'd probably say right now, it would probably be Chaz right now.
I would agree. Because there's a guy no one expected anything from.
Yeah.
That has consistently done it. Look, I know Toro right now, previous to this, Toro was not offensive-minded at all. He couldn't do much offensively. But now in this last stint, he's been hot. That's great.
Yeah, I guess he's like who was the guy that wasn't expected to do well? And then, was it Mariznick?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was Mariznick, and then he had a good year. Or was it Mariznick? No, it wasn't Mariznick. It was, I'm forgetting his name.
I'm trying to think of who you're thinking
Marwin.
About. Oh, Marwin was big.
He wasn't expected to do
well,
as good.
He also had some help, if you believe it, what you could hear from the dugout. But I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, it's very possible.
You're sponsored by Hefty.
Is it?
That's the trash bag that filled the can. No, I mean, look, I didn't expect anything from Chaz McCormick. I didn't even expect him to make the roster on opening day. But the fact that what he's been able to do offensively, defensively, he has speed. The power in the RBIs is crazy, and you can move him around. And he gives you an insurance policy, depending on how much of a belief Dusty has and continues to have in Miles Straw.
Yeah. See, I think that would have been the choice had he been able to hit and continue to steal bases. But, I think he would have been that guy. But Chaz, I think he's been a lovely surprise for a lot of Astros fans.
No doubt about it. So ESPN did this the article this morning. One player all 30 major league teams should trade for or trade away at the deadline. And I think you guys will find it interesting. On top of that, because Dr. Dre is always worried about the finances that Jim Crane doesn't want to go over.
Yeah.
I've got some numbers to that regard, too. So we can get into that next as we open up hour number three. Don't go anywhere. 60 minutes on the clock. 1 hour left to go in the show. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.